You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey everybody, it's Noah Daniels.
Hey y'all, I'm JJ.
Hey y'all, I'm Kat.
And we are going to take this Monday off, but we appreciate y'all checking in because we are celebrating Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got the married couple here in full effect with Kat and JJ.
We are having our first fight about what is deft defined as brunette versus like a dirty blonde.
What is deft defined?
What is defined? I messed up the word.
Yeah.
So Kat, we might be getting divorced. Yes. Definitely soon.
In which case, we'll probably also need to take another month off from the podcast to deal with those divorce proceedings.
And what I'm thankful for is the love that Kat and JJ share in their newfound marriage.
Okay, but Aaron is not blonde. He's brunette. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so guys, you may have noticed that we do not have an episode today. And that's because we are still in food comas from delicious food and delicious company with our friends and family. And we hope you weren't alone for that.
Who are also very delicious. But don't fret. This Thursday, we do have a new episode coming out with the infamous Jim Harold from the Campfire podcast. Jim's been podcasting since 2005. And I'm sure if you listen to our podcast, you're probably aware of the Campfire podcast. It's one of the longest running paranormal podcasts in our community. So make sure you check that out. I'm also, I am going to be on Jim's podcast releasing this Thursday as well. So give them both a listen.
Wow. I'm really thankful for that. That's pretty exciting.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm also thankful that it's going to release probably on Thursday of this week.
That you said it's probably going to release on Thursday.
Sorry. Did you just say that too? Okay, cool. We're doing great.
Noah, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for the sweet potato casserole that I, in theory, just inhaled. Kat, don't you make a face. It's awesome. It has marshmallows on top and sweet potatoes on the bottom.
No, I can't.
Are you a child?
At heart.
Are you a child? I'm thankful for chocolate pecan pie that I haven't made yet, but I will be making it soon, Wednesday.
Is it fudge chocolate pecan pie?
No, it's not, but that's an idea. It's cocoa based. This is my first time ever making it. I'm open to suggestions. I'm going for just a real basic one this year.
Is fudge not cocoa based? What is fudge?
I think it is. I think it's more of like a consistency thing and how much butter you put in it. But who am I to know what is what pies? But I love a good pecan pie, especially a chocolate one. JJ, do you have any food favorites that you just enjoyed on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I like it all. I think probably my favorite's the stuffing, though.
Yeah, I've always heard you love a good stuffing.
The dressing is what we'll call it now.
I wish I had a sexual pun for the dressing, but
I'm thankful for you guys. I love you.
Do you guys like ham or turkey more for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
This is a tea. It's not. This is a tea.
Who? Okay. I'm finding out a lot of people have ham for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we have both.
Is this a Southern thing?
I think so. Yeah. And lastly, I'm thankful for my new tattoo I got that still hurts like a bleepity bleep bleep on my arm. But hopefully in the next couple of days, it'll stop hurting so bad.
Oh, yeah. We saw those. Now, are those your actual x-rayed skeletons, you and your wife?
Yeah. We submitted x-ray skulls to Christina and she tattooed them on. But yeah, it's on my bicep, which I didn't realize is like one of the more painful places that you can get tattooed. And literally from the first line to 5 hours later to the last shading, it was the most pain I've ever felt in my life. But
can you
doable.
Make a dance?
No, I can't make it dance. I can make it wiggle for you.
Did you go to Savannah to get that?
She actually moved her shop from Savannah to Bluffington, South Carolina, which is about 20 minutes from Savannah. It's really close to Hilton Head, South Carolina. But nice. Yeah, amazing tattoo. She is just a phenomenal artist and couldn't be more happy with it. But it's been hard to sleep because of where it is because I'm a side sleeper. So still kind of working through that.
Well, to stay on track about Real Hauntings and the tattoo, we put an offer on a house.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats. Where?
And it's haunted.
No. Well, we don't know.
Might be.
Is it going to be in town or are you guys moving OTP?
No, it's East Atlanta. Oh, we stumbled upon this really cool street neighborhood, cul-de-sac kind of life. And there was a little baby house that everyone was ignoring. And all the houses around it had big, fun families. And this little house sat there.
We didn't go inside all the other houses.
Well, you know what they say, first comes marriage, then comes the house, and then comes lots of babies.
That's not how the rhyme goes. But yeah, maybe.
I'm just trying to judge JJ.
Maybe rhymes with baby.
Yeah.
So does rabies.
And with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.